Avoid the draft.
The drafty house, that is.
By having new windows installed by the experts. From Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors. For more than 35 years, the Jacob name has meant quality materials and customer service on every installation. Call 800-222-6676 to learn more about the benefits of installing replacement windows, adding a sunroom or siding to your home to save you money on your energy bills. Call Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors at 800-222-6676. For more, go to jacobexteriors.com.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Eye disease can be caused by UV damage. Your eye doctor has lens technology to help prevent that. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you.
How much is that jug in the window? The one with the wackily chair.
This is one of those records that you can tell that the recording business had just learned how to multi-track. You know, they discovered, hey, we can record two tracks and we'll have people sing along with themselves. And then for a while, all songs, whether it needed it or not, and had somebody singing the two-part harmony with themselves. It is time to talk about your pets, or for you to talk about your pets with Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is your pet's best friend, and he is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's with the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. In fact, that is his clinic. And this is the way this works. Now, I see the phones are already like you. You smart folks are catching on how this works. It's going to go real fast. You dial now, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Please download the app STL Taxi because it's free and it's a really good way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now, without further ado, as they say, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everyone today?
You're just great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Now, I'm assuming your name is Douglas Pernikoff. What's your middle name?
Stephen.
Douglas Stephen Pernikoff.
S-T-E-V-E-N.
Now, see, that's the kind of name that you almost have to grow up and do something worthwhile and make something of yourself. It just
Which I haven't done yet.
But you will. You will. I can tell you're on your way.
One of these days.
You're on your way.
Yeah, one of these days.
How's everything with you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Just hanging in.
All right. Well, the phones are lit up. People
good.
Can't wait to ask you about their pets. So we're going to start with Julie.
Julie.
Julie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm AM and PM.
That's what we like to hear.
How can I help you, Julie?
Okay, I have a question about a stray cat that showed up. We have four. Three of them we had fixed, but this one showed up 2 weeks after, and she was pregnant.
Okay.
Couldn't get her spayed. Apparently, her kittens didn't live.
Okay.
But towards the end, I was holding her because she's totally calm, and I noticed she had tapeworms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't give tapeworm medicine until, you know, afterwards. But my question is, her teats, I've tried expressing them, and some of it is coming out like cottage cheese.
Ooh. Is there any heat around the teat?
She's very hot, and she breathes really heavy all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think she needs, being that she's a wild or feral cat, even though she may have come from a home, you know, she needs a bit of an examination. You want to make sure she's not harboring some kind of infection, either in her milk glands or elsewhere. These animals should be tested for feline leukemia and FIV, at least. Those are two viruses they can pick up in the wild from other cats.
Okay, do you think maybe the reason the kittens didn't live, well, she wasn't much older than a kitten, was mm-hmm. because of the tapeworm, because at the end I didn't feel any movement?
No, I don't think so. A lot of wild and feral cats, even some tame house cats, have tapeworm. When they ingest fleas, throughout the year. The fleas carry the immature tapeworm, and it matures and develops inside the adult host, which is the cat. And then they will be presented in the poop or in the tush when they poop, infrequently but intermittently, and you just never know when they're going to be there. But I would be surprised if the cat otherwise looked pretty healthy that the tapeworm was the cause. I think there might be some other underlying condition.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Now, Julie, before you get away, you have a really cute voice. How old are you?
48.
My favorite age.
Can I mention one thing to Julie?
Of course you can.
If she needs help with a spay or whatever at a discounted price, we do that for rescue animals, so feral animals, too. So if she needs help, she's welcome to call us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Julie sounds like a nice person. Are you a nice person, Julie?
I am. We have three inside cats, a 19, an 18, and a 17-year-old. One has diabetes. One has...
Well.
Are you married?
I am.
Are you happy about it? I mean,
I'm very happy about it.
If
25 years married.
Well, that's when a lot of marriages are breaking up now, 25, 30 years. And if that would happen and mine falls apart, which it looks like it could, you think we could just get together for coffee or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's what I wanted to hear. There's hope. Thank you, Julie.
All right, thank you.
See,
Frank, can I come along with you?
Yeah.
No. You see, though, this is the thing, and I don't understand this effect I have on women. Here's a happily married woman who, without hesitation, says, oh, yeah, she'd get with me. What is it do you think I have? I've never understood it, but I'm glad I have it. Let's move on. Oh, did I get rid of Julie's call? I don't think I did. Let me do this. Okay, now I'm caught up. Let's go to Perez. Perez, say hi to Jose. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and a PM.
Well, thank you, Perez.
How can I help you, Perez?
Dr. Doug, it'll be 3 years in August. My mom's standard poodle died from dog bloat.
From what?
Dog bloat.
Oh, yeah, bloat, yeah.
And it seemed like it was a horrible way for her to die.
It is.
We Googled it, and I come to find out I have an 11-year-old basset hound. His name is Fred, and he was on that list. Now that I know the symptoms of dog bloat, if caught in time, can they be saved?
Oh, sure.
I've never heard of this.
What happens is either they get too riled up and anxious, and in hot weather, they engorge their stomach with either water or foods, and unusual foods do it too. So the stomach either gets bloated up with gas and kind of twists on itself, and it's like a water balloon. If it twists around, it cuts off its blood supply, and then what's attached to the stomach is the spleen. So when the stomach goes, the spleen goes, and the animal becomes extremely toxic very quickly. What you can look for, as you open your arms, your hands, and you slide from sort of straddle the dog on top, and as you slide your hands back and open over the chest back into the abdomen, you'll note that this animal is really tight, that the stomach is extremely tight. And the other symptoms you see even before that is the dog typically kind of paces, can't get comfortable, might try and gag up something and can't do it.
Yeah, that's what she was doing.
Yeah, so it's not as common in the Bassets as it is in some of the bigger giant breeds, but, any dog can get some kind of bloat. So, yeah, it can be saved. It's a tough one. Usually you have to go into surgery right away, and depends on the condition. And a lot of times they'll tack the stomach down so it can't twist on itself again. Okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Perez, thanks for listening. We appreciate that.
No problem. I'll see y'all later.
That's a common thing. Can I make a mention that, people now with the weather being nicer, they like to run out and jog with their dogs. And we've talked about heat stroke and all this, but another condition, this intestinal or gastric bloat and torsion, is torsion means that it actually turns on its axis. Those two things can happen, too, with these animals that are running hard, getting excited, and they come back and they just gobble up a ton of water. So you just don't want them to do that, even though they're thirsty. Give them a little bit, take it away, give them a little bit, take it away, and kind of ease them back until they cool down.
Okay. I have to do some inside, the behind-the-scenes thing. Dan, I have a next call that's been holding longest. It's green, but there's no name on it.
No, I can't. I couldn't get names up. I am now.
Our equipment is not working right? Well, that's never happened before. Let me just hit this and see who it is. Hi there. I'm sorry I don't know your name. Who is this?
This is
Evelyn.
I'm sorry, Dan, what?
Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Evelyn, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
All right.
How can I help you?
Yes, I hate to bother you, but I have, my daughter has a cat, and she told me that they said it had an enlarged heart.
Okay.
And I know years ago, it's a very nice location here that you can get any kind of diet and that. Is there any kind of diet that helps something like that?
I couldn't quite hear. Was it a cat with an enlarged heart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now cats with enlarged hearts can be dogs as well, but especially cats have a couple of different conditions that can be really dangerous to their life. They either have something called cardiomyopathy,
right.
And there's two types. That's when the muscle of the heart is sick, just like humans that get a heart transplant. And it's either when the heart muscle is so flabby it can't contract efficiently, or if it's so thick, when it does contract, it can't move enough blood to circulate in the body. So that's the more common condition. That has to be diagnosed with special testing, just like a human, x-ray, EKG, and an echocardiogram. And then there are treatments for that, but food alone isn't going to make the difference. You need to get on some of these special medications that manage the heart's function, okay? So talk to your veterinarian and tell them that you're concerned about the cat's heart.
Yes.
You want to get a good exam, and they can tell you how to work this up just like I just described.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Evelyn,
I enjoyed Evelyn's voice.
You didn't ask her how old she was.
Well, right. I forgot to. I'm assuming she's older, but that was a very interesting voice that
yes,
she had.
Yes.
And now, doctor, you're getting more popular with the ladies. Every week, more and more women. Here's proof. Here's Kathy. Kathy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kathy. How are you, honey?
Fine. Well, I've got kind of a stupid problem. My dogs are scared to go down the basement steps.
Okay.
And when it storms, I get worried that they're, you know, we have tornado warnings. And I cannot get these dogs in the basement. I've tried to put them on leads, and they think I'm going for a walk, which I'm not because it's going to storm. So my husband says, just leave them alone. You're stressing them out. You know, I try when it's nice.
Are they too big to pick up and carry down the basement?
Well, one of them's a 60-some-pound basset.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big. You know, I can slide him down the steps, but it's you know, I'm afraid I'm going to break his leg.
Yeah.
And then the other one's just a little Karen. So, yeah, we could carry the Karen if we had to.
They could be trained with a special trainer to try and help them lose that fear. There might be some medications or antipsychotic kind of medications that might help with the behavioral change. The other obvious question is, I assume you don't have an outside exit from the basement.
No, we don't have a walk-in,
okay.
Unfortunately. I wish we did.
The other consideration might be, I know it sounds kind of goofy, but if you can get a piece of plywood and create like a slope and put them on there and just kind of slide them down as you're holding them with the lead and stuff, you might be able to just kind of be a lot easier schlepping them down the steps and kind of forcing them.
I never thought of that.
Hey, is the 60-something pound dog, is it a male dog?
It's a male dog. Hoss is a big dog.
Well, here's the other thing you could do. Find somebody who has a nymphomaniac female dog and put her at the bottom of the stairs. And then he'll get right down there.
I've tried everything. He loves, I've tried treats. He just barks at me. He just barks and howls.
I've tried the nymphomaniac dog already.
Then the ramp thing is
the
only thing.
I don't need a nymphomaniac dog.
All right. Well,
I would try the ramp. Just get a piece of plywood, cut it in whatever width you need, and slide them down or talk to a trainer about how to manage that. Okay?
Whatever whip you need. You're going to whip the dog. Kathy, thank you for the call.
Bye, Kathy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Right,
there goes Kathy. I'm telling you, the dog in heat, the nympho dog. That's the answer. I don't think
I go downstairs for that.
For a dog?
Oh.
That's sick.
Doctor.
That's the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Rethink that,
Doctor. Yeah, you might want to edit that out.
Okay.
I've been in this business too long.
People to hear that. Dave, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Not too bad. A little under the weather, but I'm aiming PM still.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. That'll help you heal faster.
I would hope so. But my question is, I have a 7-year-old son who is highly allergic to cats. He can't even be in the same room as one. But we've had two cats you know, prior to finding out about these allergies, and he had nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. My question is there any cat that I might be able to
get?
Yes,
there's a cat breed called the Sphinx cat. It has a very tight, almost no fur coat at all. It's almost naked. They're interesting. They're very interesting.
Well, I don't want no naked cats, Dr. Duncan.
But that one would not be shedding, obviously, anything. It would be a good way to go. Obviously, other pets that might be of interest for a young person would be some kind of reptile or fish. Those also do not, obviously, shed any concerning kind of allergens. So,
well, we have a pet rat right now, and
they could also be a problem, though.
Yeah, we have a pet rat. I don't know how much longer it's got to go. We've had it almost 2 years, but
yeah,
he plays around with it, and the baby plays around with it too. But
your baby plays with a rat?
Yeah, that was actually her first word before mama, dada, anything. It was rat.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Probably with a puzzled look, like, why do I have this?
Wow.
Well, there's been a few times where we're off doing dishes or doing whatever, and you see something scurry across the floor, and she's mobile now, so she goes, opens rat cage, lets Penelope out, and it takes off running across the floor, and takes us a little while to find it, but we find it eventually.
Yeah, sure don't want to lose a rat.
No.
Oh. My daughter's first pet when she was 2 was a rat as well. So
yeah, well, with a rat and a cat at the same time, maybe we won't have the rat as long as we do.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Look at the get on Google and look at the Sphinx cats. They're very interesting, and I really like them, and they're good behaviored, and they just look different. But if you determine to have a cat, that's probably the best route to go.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Right. Duggan. I appreciate it.
Get well, Dave.
Get well.
All right. I hope so soon. Thanks, guys.
All right. I don't want to judge this guy, but doctor, should a little baby have a rat?
Well, the doctor just said...
Yeah, not really. I mean, certainly not without pretty close supervision.
You said even the baby plays with the rat.
They're really intelligent, but they do have dander. They do potentially have, you know, issues with their urine and bacteria. So, I mean, a good, responsible parent needs to wash those hands, and they can play with the rat as a pet. They're great pets. But
you just don't hear that often of somebody, oh, we got a rat.
We got tons of rats come to the
Did clinic. You say one of your kids' first pets was a rat?
Yeah, bought my daughter.
Well, I've never heard of this.
When she was 2, I got her a rat named Stinky.
This is new to me. That's a new one.
She's been in therapy ever since. I don't know, but maybe there's a relationship.
Let's bring Teresa in here. Teresa, say hi to Dr. Doug. Teresa?
Hi, Teresa? Yes, hello.
Yeah, where were you? Say hi to Dr. Doug.
How you doing? I just want to call and tell Dr. Doug, I called you last night about 9 o'clock in a panic.
Oh.
And I dropped my call, and you called me right back. You were so awesome and so compassionate.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
I didn't know the area, and I didn't know what to do with them, but everything's okay.
Good.
But you were just marvelous.
Thank you.
Now, did Dr. Doug pull the old, hey, I'll come over to your house tonight if you need me? Did he try that?
All I can offer you is some barbecued ribs.
Don't cramp my style.
Okay, Teresa, thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call, honey.
You have no idea how much you helped me, because like I said, I work over here in this area, and I don't know it. You were just awesome, but
thank
I just
you.
Wanted to thank you again.
No problem.
Oh, doctor.
Frank, get her number.
All right, one more, and that'll be Brian, I believe. Brian, say hi to Dr. Doug.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good, Brian, and you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
No problem. What's cooking?
I have a border collie that is 13 years old, and she has arthritis in her hips.
Okay.
And she doesn't get around real well.
Okay.
I love her to death, and I don't want her to be in pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I should put her down or not. And the reason I'm asking is because a lot of times she'll just start panting.
Right. And that could be related directly to the discomfort, or it might be another condition at 13 years of age. So you love her. You want to give her the best consideration. I would say have someone, your vet may be on top of this. He may not be. But examine. There are a lot of anti-inflammatories and pain medicaments that we use now to keep these lame older dogs, happy, comfortable. Their diet preparations, their injectables, oral products. We use the same products the humans use for chronic arthritis and chronic pain, drugs like gabapentin or tramadol.
Yes, you have a penton, yeah.
If you have a pencil, you can write these down. Gabapentin, tramadol. We use meloxicam. We use an injectable from the equine industry called Adequin, which really helps with increased synovial fluid production and cartilage development. So there are, you have a lot of alternatives to try that are simple and not terribly expensive. And I think, given your feelings for the dog, that you ought to give that opportunity to the dog and see what you can do.
Okay? I do give her anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, there's a whole collection and combinations you can try. If one drug by itself isn't doing it, that most of these drugs can be used in concert with one another. And I just think that there's lots of options to consider and try before that final decision, which is a one-way decision, of course, right?
So my question then is her panting, is that because of pain, do you think?
Well, again, pain can be one consideration in causing the panting, but you have to rule out other conditions with a 13-year-old dog. There could be kidney problems going on. So blood work and examination, possibly some x-rays, are all warranted. And then, as I said, you can put together a number of different combinations of pain and anti-inflammatories. If the dog continues to eat, be happy, and get stronger under the influence of these medicines and be able to move around, then there's obviously no reason to consider putting him down.
Well, I took her to the vet, and they did a whole biopsy, and the internal organs, everything's working good, and they determined that it was her arthritis.
Good. Well, that's a good thing.
So
then,
I got these chewables. I don't know if my wife would know the
is it Rimadyl
name of it. Okay. Doc, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I still think that you should go back to him. You've done that much effort to find out. So now you've got a relative diagnosis, and now you just have to play with some different alternative medicaments. Okay? So don't give up yet.
Is the panting because of pain is my question.
Well, again, remember what I said? It's possible that it is, and you would know pretty quickly if these medications help, like the tramadol in particular is an anti-pain medication, and so is gabapentin. If those things help, then you know that you're right. That was the cause. But if it isn't right, and I don't know what exactly your vet has done, you might need to rule out other causes, like even a chest film might tell you that there's something going on in the lungs. Okay? So we can't ask them specifically why you're panting, so you have to rely on the diagnostics available to us.
Okay, but I've asked her why she does, you know, are you okay?
I'm sorry?
I've asked her that, you know, are you okay, are you okay? And she's real happy to see me.
You asked your dog if she's okay?
Yeah.
She can't answer.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Brian. But I, like I said, I wouldn't give up yet. It sounds like you love the dog too much, and there's too many alternative medications that might be useful. So I just think you need to go and sit down with your vet again and counsel what you want to accomplish, and they'll help guide you based on that.
Well, can I ask you one more question?
Real quickly.
What's the life expectancy of a border collie?
You know, that number means nothing. I always tell people nowadays we expect these animals to live anywhere from 12 to 15 years or older. And based on the technology and the diagnostics we have available and the medications. So you can't put a number on it. I mean, that would just, anybody can give you a number, it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Well, Brian had a lengthy...
I don't think he could hear everything I was saying.
He asked his dog if the dog felt okay.
Yeah.
He made that clear. And one of the things that came up there reminded me, I had an aunt, my favorite aunt, and she had a tremendous inflammation in her eye, and they gave her an anti-eye inflammatory. My uncle had it, and they couldn't help him because there's no uncle eye inflammatory. Thank you, everybody. Doctor, thank you so much. We'll
Thanks
see
for
you
having
next
me.
Week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Okay.
The pet's best friend, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Waiting patiently, and we appreciate that, is John Londolf. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I am having a great day.
Awesome. That's great. You know, I talk to my dog
But your dog really can't answer.
Blackwater Jack?
Yeah.
Blackwater Jack, I talk to him all the time. He sure looks at me like he understands what I'm talking about.
The wonder dog. Oh, I think dogs can understand tone and intent, but obviously they can't, you know.
Well, they understand commands.
But if you say, how are you feeling, they don't have a way to let you know
break.
That.
I mean, he understands all the commands when it comes to hunting and, you know,
humping.
I know one thing, when he yells at him, he knows to sit down on his spot carpet and just try to look as cute as possible because she's mad at something he did. So that he gets when she yells at him.
Who's this? Mimi?
Mimi, yeah.
She yells at your dog?
Well, not really.
I wouldn't put up with that.
I thought that was funny, though, when you said, so you ask your dog a question.
Well, I asked her.
He said he asked the dog if she felt okay. You feel okay? I mean,
that'd be the best, though, for your dog.
Yeah.
It would alleviate a lot of issues that you have with your pets if they can answer back.
Well, one of these days, if you don't know it, I will tell you the world's greatest dog joke. And it's about a talking dog. It's the greatest dog joke ever.
All right, well, next time we get out, you can tell me.
Sure, I'll do it.
You know, because you get some great stories. So, you're a great storyteller.
Oh, well, thank you.
You really are. One of the best.
That's all I can do. That's all I can do. I can't do anything else.
Oh, you can, too.
No, some guy was at my... doing some work at my house the other day, and he saw the Corvette, and he was looking at the Corvette, and he was just, oh, my goodness. He went on and on and on. And this is a guy who, young guy, 20, I think he said he was 24, 25. I mean, he knows engines inside and out. He's rebuilt, put new engines in, and he's starting to ask me stuff. And I said, hey, man, I can drive it, and that's it. I don't know what's inside. So I can drive things, pilot things, and tell jokes, and that's it. That's it for me. That's the extent of my ability to do anything. What do you do? What are you good at? You can skate. What else? What other skill do you have? Can you build woodworking? I mean, what? Can you paint?
God, can you see me doing woodworking?
I don't know.
Isn't that McGraw's? That's what McGraw likes to do.
Oh, right, yeah. No, he's
got to have a lot
woodworker.
Of patience.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of, you know, backed off on golfing because, well, first of all, I stink. But I mean, it's 5 to 6 hours.
That's the problem I have.
And I mean, I got some things I could do for 5 to 6 hours, like sell your unbelievable listeners a couple of cars.
Yeah.
Three, maybe, and then 6 hours, you know?
I
don't know where some of these guys find him. Like, wait, oh, he's golfing.
Got we need there? To make it much more normal to play 9 holes of golf. I love 9 holes. That's
right, we'll get out and play 9 holes.
Okay, that's enough for me.
You know what I like? They call this nine and dine. You know what? I like the dining part. That's what I like. I like to get to the eating part.
Lunch in the clubhouse? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nine
about,
and dine. So, you know,
about,
play nine and then get out there and dine.
How
I like
about,
to eat.
How about dine, forget nine?
Yeah, have the just lunch first, eat. And if you still feel like playing afterwards, go play. But
you know,
if
I
got
to tell you something. I don't belong to any country clubs, but I'm going to tell you, when I've been to country clubs, I don't think I've ever been to any country club where the food wasn't terrific. Country club people eat really well. No, they do.
Country club people eat really well.
Well, they do.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people eat really well. You don't have to belong to a country club to
eat
well.
Yeah, but you're not ever.
In this town.
You're not going to go to a country club.
You start having like a favorite restaurant segment. I know Annie Gunn's is our favorite, but there's so many great restaurants in this town. You know, Il Bulago and Creepcore, Paul Mano's. Oh, my God. Chris is on the Lindbergh Steak and Flint. I start talking about restaurants, I get hungry.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not heavier, because you do like to eat. No, you do.
That's why I run.
Yeah.
You know, I got, you know, Mimi got me back into running. I would have never run 13 miles, and she always says, don't forget the 0.1. 13.1, a half marathon. We're going to do another one in a few months. I don't know how she talked me into this, but it's fun. You know, and it's, I would have never worked that hard to torture myself.
Yeah, well, it sure sounds fun.
It's a lot of fun.
When I start thinking about running 13 miles, that sounds like a blast.
Actually, I'll show you this picture they took of us after that race, and I look a little haggard. She looks adorable. She's so excited that, you know, she was able to talk me into running 13 miles, where a year earlier I was on crutches like some big sissy, you know, with a, you know, repaired hamstring by my buddy Dr. Rick Wright. But, you know, I like to run. I bet I could get you to run. I bet Mimi could get you to run, not me.
When I worked in country music, I covered a charity run and a very famous country singer's young son ran in it. And when it was over, he looked a little haggard. It was Merle's son.
Oh.
A little haggard. See what I did there?
See what I did there?
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Oh, man, that was great.
Yeah, thank you.
I knew it was coming. I can almost read your mind now, which scares me sometimes because some of your thoughts, pretty impressive. But this is a great time to buy a car.
Sure.
Rainy,
is.
Cold. You know, it's May, and here we are. What's the temperature tonight? Getting down in the 40s or something?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But here, I have an article in front of me from Great Time Magazine, and it says it's a question and answer section where readers write in. And here's a reader. It says, "Dear Great Time, what is a great time to buy a new car, especially a Chevrolet?" And the editors write back, "Well, if you can find a cooler than average, cloudy, rainy, drizzly day in the month of May, that is and has been proven to be the best time to buy a new Chevrolet." How about that? Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That proves it right there.
You come up with some of those amazing articles.
Well, I read a lot of magazines.
You do. You read a lot, don't you?
Great Time is a good magazine. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
It is a good. I've heard about that magazine, but it is a great time to buy a new Chevrolet car, truck, van, pre-owned vehicle. We don't have vans anymore, do we? SUVs, new cars, new trucks, and SUVs in the crossover.
Well, the SUVs literally eliminated the conversion van business. I mean, think back to the 80s when families had
and
you sold them too. The conversion vans, captain's chairs, and then boom, gone. SUVs took over, and there are
A lot of that was, the conversion vans. I mean, it was a glorified cargo van.
Well, sure it was.
They used to drive them off of the rail cars and use milk cartons. There weren't even seats in there.
No.
And then you try to, turn it into your living room.
Yeah. And there were companies that did a pretty good job of it.
They did, what General Motors has done, again, I'll say it again, we've had the best products we've ever had. 107 years of producing Chevrolets, and from the Chevy Spark, Sonic, Cruze, Malibu, Impala, Camaro. What a great time to buy a Camaro, because it's supposed to get into the 80s and 90s in just a few days. So we're I guarantee you, when the first day it starts hitting 94, 95, you'll say, sure wish I had that May the 14th back when it was on a high of 57.
No, I won't say that.
You won't?
I don't like this.
You don't like this cold weather?
Do
you wear a jacket into work today?
No, I don't wear coats unless it's really, really cold. I just don't like gray, misty, humid.
So you probably have a Tommy Bahama on.
No, I actually just have on a long sleeve shirt with the sleeves rolled up.
You're cool.
Yeah, I don't wear jackets.
Just cool. You're cool. So what if it's pouring down rain on your way home? I guess you're in the garage.
Yeah, I rarely use an umbrella because it's pretty much into the garage, close the door and walk in. So, and we have a garage here. That's the one perk we do have here. We have cheap. What do we pay? Like $5 a month or something?
And 3 months.
For 3 months, it's $5 to park in the garage here. Is that great?
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
That's a great perk.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that, but I'm glad they did.
That's probably just because it's you, Frank. I bet other people have to pay $25.
You know what? I'm going to check.
You probably get a deal.
I would love to find out I'm the only one paying that, but I know it's not true.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Your listeners, they get a great deal here at Johnny Londo Chevrolet because they are. Did I tell you, by the way, I'm AM and the PM?
No, you did not. Hallelujah. Before we run out of time here, what do you need to move off that lot? What do you need to move the most of?
Everything.
Everything. Okay.
Londo boys, John Londo III, Sam Londo, driving safely on their way home from Kansas City. We had to take the show on the road. They needed to buy cars because we've sold about 46 pre-owned vehicles in about 3.5 days. And we're selling more today. We need your trade-in more than ever, okay? And we need to sell more Chevrolet cars and trucks new because Chevy just made me order more. So that's just a great thing for your listeners. Great, great, great deals. I'll tell you, the Chevy Impala is still one of the greatest buys out there right now at $20,900. Come drive that vehicle. It will just blow you away the way it handles. But we're open late tonight. 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. And Dan Strauss, would you honor me by singing the jingle?
Oh,
Johnny Londo Chevrolet.
Woo! Wow.
What a voice. What a voice.
I swear, closed my eyes, I thought Dean Martin just sang my jingle.
He was a lot like Dino. Hmm. All right, we're going to send you some customers.
Thank you very much.
Hi, John.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. We have to take a break, then we're coming back. Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now. Here is Tim Weiland.
And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus. You can get it in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. Well, there was an accident on northbound, or I should say eastbound 270 near Washington Elizabeth. That's causing a backup that goes all the way back approaching Highway 370. Pretty solid there. Northbound 170, you're slowing from, looks like, Natural Bridge up through Highway 270. On southbound 270, we're heavy Dorset down through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 40, things slowing Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 from 44 to the Poplar, and on westbound 44, you'll find it slow from the Museum Veterans Bridge to the Edward Jones Dome. This report also brought to you by Account Temps. Account Temps is the leader in temporary financial staffing. Download their 2014 salary guide for free at accounttemps.com/salarycenter, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you want to turn to someone in the know, the heavy hitters in St. Louis sports turn to John Hadley.
Les Snead, John Hadley, thank you, big dog.
How's it going, John? You doing all right?
Outside of my face, I have no complaints. It just makes me feel good to hear national people talking about the St. Louis Rams once again being a great organization, and you're a part of that. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you.
I can tell you, I'll spend time with you. Your less sound bites it and more substance. You know football, so whether you love all our picks or not, you actually can reason why they occur.
The Big Sports Show with John and Jim, weeknights at 6:30 on KTRS.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. AD Lift Truck also has 200 late model forklifts and attachments for rent with an emergency rental service 24 hours a day. If you're not sure which forklift works for you, they'll be happy to survey your facility to make sure you get what you need. AD Lift Truck has a fully stocked parts department with knowledgeable and helpful people to help you get those hard-to-find parts. AD Lift Truck also conducts courses in all classifications of powered industrial equipment. So, for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts, head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself, so call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-631-5990. 800-631-5990. That's 800-631-5990.
Disclaimers at CNC. taxprogram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program and you won't make any payments to the IRS. That's right, I said if you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-989-9241 now to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. No more threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-989-9241 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. You won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-989-9241 now. That's 800-989-9241. 800-989-9241. Again, 800-989-9241.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids. We're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors. Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full-service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
What? From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, the official cab company of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Download the app STL Taxi. You'll be glad you did. And now Laclede Cab is proud to present Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
All right. Well, AT&T is in talks to buy DirecTV for $50 billion.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sounds like a lot of money, but DirecTV is offering AT&T 30 free days of HBO.
Well, that makes it a good deal. Yeah, that is a good deal.
They say if the deal does go through, it'll happen sometime between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Can't tell you when exactly.
Yeah, that's a service humor.
Yes, thank you. service humor, indeed. Well, it's graduation season, of course, and every graduation has some sort of commencement speech, always giving advice to new graduates. For example, this year, some of the most popular advice, that work hard, invest wisely, and don't get into an elevator with Jay-Z and Beyonce's
Boy,
sister.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. And the New York Times has now fired its first female editor. And, of course, since it was the New York Times, they blamed it all on George W. Bush.
No, sure, sure.
To do that. And finally, this is kind of interesting. Makes sense, though, I guess, when you think about it. Prostitutes in Brazil have now started to learn English. Because, you know, the Olympics are coming to Brazil in 2016. So they can, you know, communicate with the guys. They're learning key phrases, like, would you like to have some fun? And it's nice to meet you, Mr. Sheen. And they're phrases they might use.
Yeah,
see.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, my first girlfriend was from Brazil.
That's a great story. Yeah. That's a great story.
I don't know. Bill Clement segment brought this afternoon by the Cleed Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clement on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
You think Brazilian women get an American wax down there?
I don't know.
I wonder. That was Bill Clevland, everybody, courtesy of Laclede Cab. You know the name Window World. You know what they sell. You know the price, $189. I'm trying to think if there's anything I can tell you you don't know about Window World, and I don't think there is unless you just, you know, turn on the radio for the first time in 10 years or were listening to some other station where they... They don't talk about Window World. It's $189. It has been for over 10 years now. And in that, over the last 5 years in a row, each year they've sold over 1 million windows in this country. And it is the country's number one selling replacement window. I'm trying to sit here and think, why would anybody buy any other window if you know all the things I'm telling you now, like the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, the lifetime warranty that has unbelievable coverage, all the parts, all the glass breakage, the labor. When, which is 10 years in business, they've never changed the price, they've never lowered the quality, and over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. Ranked number one by Qualified Remodeler Magazine and tied for the highest in customer satisfaction in windows and doors. According to J.D. Power & Associates, they're it. The end-all, be-all. Window World, and they're real good to St. Jude Children's Hospital. How can you not like them? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Playhouse coming up, 5 o'clock, Big 550, KTRS.